Everything's all back there, right? So I don't do this twice. you know, like Mike said, he gave me a call this week, and I sat here with you guys and heard you give your testimonies, and it's really been a blessing to me. And I hope as I go through this, it's a blessing to you and anybody else that may hear it. I don't have any problem with public speaking. I've had to do it with work. But when it comes to the personal aspect of it, I get nervous because I am a very personal person. I don't share a lot. But I love you guys, and I want to share this with you. You know, through my whole walk, as I kind of go through it, from kid to where I'm at now, God has put people in my life to help me grow. Whether it's been at work or whether it's been with friends or whether it's been with family, I've been called a hardhead sometimes. And I know that. And my walk is kind of proof of that. Because I've had some stubborn times in my life. But God, we serve, put people in my life, in your guys' life, to get us to the point where He wanted us. And that's what it kind of is. I can't see you guys now, but I can see this. you know, initially, growing up, I'm Italian, and I was raised in the Catholic faith. And that's what I kind of remember initially. My parents, my cousins, all my relatives. However, I remember when I was about 5 or 6 years old, my father kind of pulled away from that. He stopped going to church with us. He started studying the Bible on his own. My brother, my sisters, my mother, we continued to go to special events at the Catholic Church. And gradually we kind of stopped going as well. My father, you know, I love him, I miss him. He started teaching us the Word of God, because God really put it in his heart, the knowledge. And he started putting that in us. And basically, that really helped me as a child. He taught us about God. He taught us about what Jesus done for us. He taught us right from wrong. And basically, that helped me as a child to honor my parents, and for the most part, and I emphasize for the most part, stay out of trouble as a kid. As I emphasized in the beginning, I'm a hard head. Sometimes I have to learn the easy way, sometimes I have to learn with the club. but it really helped me think about what I was doing. And sometimes I would do things and I would be convicted in my heart and I wouldn't do those things. And sometimes I would rebel and do those things anyhow. And it was still in my heart to ask God for forgiveness, even as a child growing up. But I don't remember having a true conversion like I have today. I had that part, that seed that was planted by my father, and the Spirit helped me grow with that, to where I am today and the people that He put in my life. So basically, that's the way I went through elementary school, high school. Not a true conversion. Still kind of trying to figure things out. Totally trusting what my father told me and what I was feeling in my heart. I remember the summer before going into 10th grade, I started my employment life. My brother was a partner in a garment factory business, and I started working with him. The family that he was in partnership with were Mormons. At work or socializing with them, we would talk about their faith, you know, the differences and those kinds of things. We would go on, me and my brother, would go on father and son outings with them, and it was fun. It was a good gathering. It was nice to be with friends and my brother, but in my heart it just didn't feel right. And at that time, I thought it was because my father wasn't there with us. It basically kind of hit home, and I realized that it wasn't that when me and my brother went to their house, and they had some missionaries there, and they shared the Book of Mormon with us and Joseph Smith and that kind of stuff, and I just knew in my heart that seed that my father kind of planted and the work of the Holy Spirit in my life, that it was just contrary to what I knew so far. And not that I knew a whole lot, but it was just convicting in my heart that that wasn't where I wanted to go. When I got to high school, I started dating a girl who is now my wife of a lot of years. 1981, 82. Don't tell her I said that. her family and she attended the Nazarene, the Church of Nazarene. So we were dating, and she invited me to go with her. And it had been a long time since I've been to church, and I really didn't want to go. Again, that stubbornness. However, I was crazy about her. So I went. Went for a while with her, and then I stopped going. She continued. We continued to date. We kind of started having problems in our relationship, breaking up, getting back together, breaking up, getting back together. That kind of worked its way out. We basically continued to date, and we got married after we got out of high school. So the next experience is basically shortly after we got married, me and my wife started attending Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, with Greg Laurie. And basically, where I came thus far to that, and the messages that Greg Laurie put out, and the Holy Spirit working in me, after several months and messages, and I felt compelled, my wife felt compelled to go forward and accept the Lord into our lives as our Lord and Savior. But it's not over. Because I'm still that stubborn kind of guy. We would, initially we were going to church all the time, studying all the time. And then that slowly but surely tapered off. And we would have problems, and then we would go back to that point again. And that went on for a while. Now it's 1984, and the Lord blessed me with a great job and a great career. And at the time, I realized it, but I really didn't appreciate it. And I started working for the Department of Corrections. A little after a little while, I started working there. I really started making that my priority. Not my marriage, not my walk with God. I started focusing on the aspects of the job, getting involved in special emergency response teams like a SWAT team, getting involved in special assignments where it took me up to this part of the state on details with DOJ and that kind of stuff. But anyways, teaching at the academies, working overtime, focusing on career and promotions, etc. And it got to a point where this lack of focus on my wife and God almost cost me my marriage, and definitely caused me to stumble even more by not walking true with God. Again, during those times, even when I wasn't faithful, the Lord still had His hand on me and was faithful to me, even in my rebellious state. There was definitely parts where you're walking in the sand and there's two footprints, and then all of a sudden there's one, and that's where He was definitely carrying me. Basically, that continued until about around 91. I promoted, and we moved to Brawley, California, completely the other end of the state. We've been married for about 11 years. Tried to have kids, wasn't successful in having kids. Went to the doctors. Tried everything, and still couldn't have kids. When we were down in Brawley for about a year and a half, basically the doctors, my wife was in retail management, and the doctors were identifying it's, you know, due to stress, because nothing physically was wrong. I really know what it was, but I didn't understand it then. So about a year and a half, after that, we got pregnant, Freddie Jr., and we had Freddie Jr., and that's kind of where my eyes started to get opened up, you know. About 6 months later, I transferred back up, we moved to Rialto, California, and we started attending Harvest again. And we basically attended Harvest until my daughter was born. Basically before my daughter was born, I realized that there was only one person that's fallen off. There was only one person in my life that I really didn't recognize all the time, that could keep my marriage together and to bless me with children. It wasn't the doctors. It wasn't our efforts. It wasn't the money that we spent trying to do everything but let God do what He needed to do. Because it wasn't in our timing. It was in His timing. So, Greg Laurie, he's just powerful. I mean, and so is the Holy Spirit. And I know the Holy Spirit worked for him just like everybody else. And again, that same conviction was in my heart. I had went years before and dedicated my life to the Lord, but I knew there was something missing still. I wasn't walking true with Him. So I went forward and rededicated my life to the Lord. And then we had two kids now. And we lived a little ways away from Harvest. And it was difficult to get two kids that were 22 months apart all together and ready and get to church on time. So a friend of mine's brother was the pastor at Calvary Chapel, Rialto Fontana. So we and my wife's cousins was going there. So we decided to try that. And we as a family started going there. It was a smaller church. Harvest is a huge church. Just like here, small church, we get to know everybody, we get to fellowship with everybody. We really loved it. We started going there. My wife and I got involved in the children's ministry, working in the nursery. I got involved in the usher ministry. Started doing that. And we consistently went to church. got my brother, sometimes my sister to go to church with us. It's just awesome. The Lord just kind of took me all the way through the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys. To top it off, with my kids gone there, me gone, my mother, after my father passed away, before he passed away, he asked me to take care of my mom, and for her to live with me, and by all means, I would not say no and could not say no. So she went to church with us regularly too. And what was really cool was in 2003, we had this massive riot at work. Got to bed late. The following morning, got up, and my daughter, my son, myself, and my mother, we all got baptized together. So we were able to do the outward expression of the inward work that the Lord had done in our lives. I'd like to say that we lived happily ever after. But as individuals and as a family, we still faced with trials and temptations. And I know those are trials of correcting and molding. Some of those trials are things that we do ourselves. But what we have learned as a family is that we do need a church life, and not just a church life. My wife and I need time together, studying the Word together, and then we need family Bible study time. And we've made a commitment to doing that. And that's what's really holding us together. And some of the of us in this room work a job that presents a lot of ugliness, and sometimes it's hard to stay focused. And just like death, when I lost my father, my relationship with the Lord is the only thing that got me through that. I don't know how I would have gotten through that without him, because he was my mentor, I love him and miss him. But that's kind of it. The Lord has continued to do a work in me. I still have those fleshly things that I deal with. The Father's teaching me how to talk to my son, talk to my daughters. Sometimes it's hard to separate the job from the home life. But I know that the Lord and the support of my family and my church family, I'll get through it.